Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
A rift between the executive and legislative branches and the courts has been simmering in the background for the past 9 months, and this week it boiled over once again. For years, conservatives have accused the courts in Montana of acting as a judicial backstop for Planned Parenthood. When it comes to the courts, what the abortion providers want, the abortion providers get. During this year's legislative session, a request for emails from the Supreme Court administrator turned up many emails where sitting judges expressed a clear bias against pending legislation. This was exactly what many legislators had suspected for years, and now they had hard proof. More records were subpoenaed, Supreme Court justices were hauled before the legislative committees, and the whole thing quickly devolved into a battle of the branches. That battle continued when the legislature adjourned in May after passing a record number of conservative bills. Liberal groups such as the ACLU, the University Board of Regents, former Democrat legislators, and Planned Parenthood quickly challenged many of the new laws in court. Fully 30% of the bills that we helped pass are now in litigation, including four bills that place common sense restrictions on abortions. These bills ban taxpayer funding of abortions through Obamacare exchanges and at-home do-it-yourself abortions. They ban abortions after 20 weeks when a child begins to feel pain and allows a mother to view an ultrasound of her baby before an abortion if she chooses. The lawsuits were filed by Planned Parenthood in Yellowstone County District Court in August and have resulted in fireworks that extended late into yesterday evening. It all began yesterday morning when Planned Parenthood asked the Montana Supreme Court to issue an emergency stay to block three of the laws from taking effect. The court declined and sent the case back to District Court Judge Michael Moses of Billings. Judge Moses is actually the fourth judge to preside over this case in less than a month. The case was originally assigned to Judge Jessica Fair, who disqualified herself. It was then assigned to Judge Don Harris, but the Attorney General's office asked that he be substituted. The case then went to Judge Greg Todd, which is where the fireworks began. Judge Todd has been the head of the Montana Judges Association, which has been front and center in the dispute with the legislature. During a hearing last week on this case, Judge Todd got into a minor spat with Solicitor General David Dewhurst and made a snarky comment about the ongoing rift between the three branches. Dewhurst and his team then successfully moved to disqualify Judge Todd from the case for his display of judicial bias. After Judge Todd was disqualified, the case was assigned to Judge Moses at 1 p.m. yesterday. The laws were supposed to take effect at midnight tonight, but Judge Moses granted a 10-day temporary restraining order to give himself time to review the case. Planned Parenthood, of course, was happy with the order, while the Attorney General's office said that the lawsuit would deprive pregnant women and unborn children of common-sense health protections. We agree, and we'll keep you posted as this case moves forward. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.